Today is Friday, October 13th, 2023, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. It is National Yorkshire Pudding Day. I don't know if you guys know this, but I lived in the United Kingdom, and I love Yorkshire pudding. I've only made them once or twice at home, I will say. It's not that it's hard, but you really need to make them, you need to have pot roast and Yorkshire pudding. And Mark is not a big fan of pot roast. I actually love pot roast. I used to make pot roast on the regular. It's not very conducive to Weight Watchers, a big, you know, big bunch of chuck roast with all the fat and everything. Like, it's not really conducive to that anyway, but he doesn't love it, so I need to play around with it. Actually, I think if I introduce some Filipino flavors, like maybe an adobo pot roast, which would be like with soy sauce and vinegar and stuff, like maybe he would like that better. I haven't really tried that. But anyway, he wasn't a huge fan of my pot roast. I think my pot roast was good. But again, it's like, am I just a horrible cook? Or is it just the difference between a Filipino palate and a Southern USA palate? Because I will make things that I think are really good, and he won't be that into them. So, who knows? Anyway, don't really make Yorkshire puddings that much, but I really like them. It's also National No Bra Day. It is the Navy's birthday. And it is National Train Your Brain Day. So everyone should go and train their brain. I'm just looking. Navy theme song. What is the Navy theme song here? So my grandfather, my stepfather's dad, was in the Navy, and Steve's brother was a civil engineer for the Navy for years and years and years. He's actually retired now, but he worked for the Navy as well. There's a shipyard in Bremerton where they lived, and so he worked for the Navy, and Grandpa Floyd was in the Navy. So I was thinking, oh my gosh, I haven't called Big Fatty's show in so long. And I was like, I need to call his show just to let him know I'm still a listener. And he calls my show on occasion, so I should return the favor. And I thought, I'll do it on Geeky Gay, right? But then I was like, oh, I don't know exactly. I know there are many ways to do that, but I wanted to make the phone call from the computer. I understand, Daniel, before you say anything, that I could connect my phone to the Bluetooth on the mixer, but I wanted to sit down and record, and I haven't done that in a long time. I don't remember exactly how to do it, and I didn't want to take the time. So maybe, I don't know if I'll do it on the show or not. I am going to call his show soon, but I may do it on the show, so we'll see. We will see what I do. But I have to come up with the way that I'm going to actually call. And I haven't figured that out yet. So, or I haven't even attempted to figure it out. So I know we finished talking about the weekend. I'm absolutely sure, because we've talked about Sunday like 3 days in a row. Sorry, everyone. Man, I'm burpy because I had some chips for a snack. And I had one of my stepdad's nasty cookies because he sent us home with them. They're not, okay, nasty is a bad terminology. I don't want to belabor this because I already talked about it on yesterday's show, but again, super dark chocolate chips. I don't know the percentage, but like really dark chocolate. a bunch of wheat flour and less sugar. It's just not a good combination. I won't belabor it, but he sent us home with a Ziploc bag full of them, and so I had one. I mean, I guess on the bright side, they're probably lower calorie than, you know, than normal cookies. Anyway, so did that, and it's just been a normal week. I've been analyzing data. I know, it's exciting, right? We did a survey for my area at the Spit Valve Factory. A developer survey to just say, hey, are you happy with the tools we're providing? And developers are so opinionated. And I felt so bad. So I've been going through these results. And, you know, most of them are things that we can take action on, you know, like they're, oh, this particular tool is slow, or we got a lot of your documentation sucks. Like, we need better. They didn't really say your documentation sucks, but I mean, you know, documentation could be better or whatever. And so, you know, I know, and that's not something we can really fix through adding features or fixing features in the tools that we provide. That's literally just having someone go out and update the documentation for things. But some of them just said things that were totally we can't fix them. And just, it wasn't, we were asking questions about the tools and that we provide. We weren't asking questions about how can we improve your life? You know, one of the responses was, my team is not supportive. I was like, how am I going to fix that? You know? What features am I going to put into our platform tools that are going to make your team more supportive? You know, I don't know, but we got a lot of, I don't like working in the office. We need to go back to working from home, as I'm sure a lot of companies are getting. Again, not something that we can really fix. We're the platform team. We don't make the rules. You know, as well. I wish we did, because then I wouldn't be having to go into the office twice a week. And I needed to do a pivot table for some of this analysis that I'm doing. And I suck. I'm an intelligent person, and I am good at Excel and spreadsheets, and I'm good at formulas, and I used to write macros and scripts and automate things, and I did all kinds of stuff in Excel. But I cannot learn pivot tables to save my life. And Mark comes in here and he's like, boom, 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 and there's a beautiful pivot table. And I'm like, oh my God, how do you like, I can't wrap my brain around a pivot table. I do not know why. It's like a trying to learn Chinese or something. Anyway, that's pretty much what I've been doing at work, is just analyzing data this week and doing pivot tables and stuff. I've got to have my analysis ready for my boss soon. So I've been working on that. And anyway, other than that, what have I done? I'm trying to think. Monday, nothing. You know, Monday, we worked, came home, ate. Tuesday, the same thing, you know, nothing. I went into the office on Monday. Nothing really to report there. And we've been watching this new show that I'm not sure if I like it or not yet, but we've been watching this show on Apple TV Plus called... Now I'm going to forget the name of it. It's called, what is it? The Changeling, I think. And it was crazy. It was like, I don't want to say too much about it because, you know, it's got a 74% on Rotten Tomatoes, so not horrible. But it's supposed to be kind of like a horror movie show. This couple meets, and for some inexplicable reason, the woman goes off to some other country. I don't even know what country it was. I feel like it was Brazil or something, but I'm probably wrong. They don't really make a big deal out of what country it was. And she meets a witch. She doesn't know it's a witch, but I mean, she meets this old gnarly lady next to a lake. She ties this string around her wrists and says, make three wishes, but don't cut this off ever, no matter what you do. And when she gets home, her boyfriend cuts the string, and then all these horrible things start happening. And I won't say anything more. The first few episodes, I was just kind of confused, and I was like, what is going on here? I'm starting to like it better, you know? But the jury's still out on it, so we'll see. But anyway, just watching TV. We had orchestra rehearsal Wednesday, and that's about it. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+-friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys on Monday. Have a good weekend, everyone. Bye.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.